The question was asked if someone, by mistake, left some food under the bed, is he allowed to eat that food? So our sages tell us that there's some kind of spirit that visits under the beds when a person's sleeping, and so we don't leave food under the bed. But if a person did leave food, by mistake or on purpose, so then that food is permitted to be eaten. You could eat it, and if you're invited to someone for a Shabbos, and let's say you did what I did before I learned this halacha, you bought a case of wine, and you put it under your bed, and now you have a case of wine that you slept over for 3 months, so you could give it to your host as well. You are allowed to do that. We don't even know. Why? You don't have to tell them. No. And this is a question that I asked my teachers. I'm quoting to you something that I asked, and that's the answer I was given.
You say you didn't know why?
What? Well, I am unaware of a source that says that when food is not open, these spirits are prevented from visiting it. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know how it works exactly, but we're taught that there's some kind of spirit that if you leave food under the bed, then it could settle on that food, which is in some way not good for us. How exactly? I don't know. Does it visit every night? We don't know. We don't know. So it could be if you left it under the bed for 3 months, those 3 months it didn't visit. We don't know. And being that we don't know, in all areas like this in halacha, you only have what the halacha tells you, because they knew these are Kabbalistic concepts. We don't understand it. They tell you don't wash your hands in the morning, some kind of spirit stays on your fingers. Do we understand that? We don't understand it. The concept of cleanliness is dealt elsewhere in halacha. The concept of preparing for the day's work with clean hands is dealt elsewhere in halacha. But there's also a concept that there's some kind of spirit that remains on the fingernails until you wash them in the morning. We don't know what that is. So whenever you deal with things like this, that the Talmud and halacha tells you things to be concerned about that are of a spiritual nature, and we don't really understand it, so whatever they say, that's what we know. What they don't say, we don't know. Maybe, some kind of deep Kabbalist would know, but I don't know. Yeah?
So because we don't understand it, we're not good?
No. We do not do it. The Talmud tells us not to do it. But once we did it, the Talmud doesn't say that the food is prohibited. You're allowed to eat that food, and you're allowed to give it to others to eat. You shouldn't do it. The Talmud indicates that it's not a correct thing to do. But the Talmud does not say that once you did it, you can't eat it, and so therefore you are allowed to eat it.
Right.
Oh, so it's not eating, it's just saying not to leave it there.
Right, it's saying you should not do it.